Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Happy to welcome in NBA writer Ali Cosell, who covers the Pelicans. And man, Ali, after the loss against the San Antonio Spurs, definitely disheartening for this team to see what happened with them. But man, the last two games, big win at Phoenix, another nice win at Portland last night. Charlie said it the best, basically saying, just when you think, you know, you're out, the Pelicans, they pull you back in. And right back into pulling into the sixth slot in the Western Conference right now. The biggest question now is, and I think everybody is just, you know, clamoring to find out, will they be able to hold on to this spot with just three games remaining in the regular season?
Well, I think their odds are good. Even the projection systems say they've got about a 75 or so, some are even say 80% chance of hanging on the sixth in the West. So that's impressive, because that means you're going to have to finish with at least one more win, right, than the Phoenix Suns, as we know. And you're going to hold off everybody else behind you. And I think that's doable. At least, look, the worst that's going to happen is if they just win one more game the rest of the way in, right, there's three left, they're going to finish no worse than seventh. Because that, in effect, puts Los Angeles, they've only got two more games, they can't get the 48 wins, right? And the Kings, even if they win their last three, but the Pelicans win one more, well, that'll get them to 48. And guess what? They've got the tiebreaker because they've won, you know, four games against the Kings already this year. So odds are good that they'll probably end up in seven, but I think the odds are almost nearly as good they can stay in six, right? Because Phoenix has a tough, tough road schedule. They finish with three games on the road, and I know tonight Clippers are resting their big three, Harden, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George. But after that, they got to go to Sacramento, tough place to play, and then they finish in Minnesota. As for the Pelicans, well, two of these games are on the road, right? And it's seemingly they play their best ball on the road.
It's true.
Yeah, absolutely. So before, Ali, we get into the final three games for the Pelicans, I do want to ask you about the Suns' schedule, because as you mentioned, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden all out tonight for the second night of this back-to-back. And James Harden and Kawhi Leonard actually missed the first game of this matchup, where just the Clippers blitzed the Suns last night. They were up, I think, 35-4 at one point. It was awesome to see. It was just like, we're getting help. We're getting help. This is great. I want to get greedy and hope that the Clippers win again tonight. I don't know if I see it necessarily, because this game just means so much more to Phoenix than it does to them at this point in the standings. But if they do, like, or don't, it is what it is. We actually had a text that came in asking about the final game of the season for the Suns. The Minnesota Timberwolves going and playing in Minnesota, a team that's still fighting for that one seed. Tonight they have a game against the Nuggets. I think that's a huge game for playoff implications as far as getting the top seed in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if Minnesota still has something to play for in a couple days for that season finale, I think that Phoenix will have their hands full.
I agree. Look, I think Minnesota, first of all, yeah, they're battling for one, or maybe they're even jockeying for playoff positioning, right? So we don't know exactly what each of those teams, right, Minnesota, Denver, OKC, want to do. But the fact that only one game separates them all, you could see all their stars for all those teams continue to play. And here's the biggest thing. Karl-Anthony Towns isn't going to play tonight, but he's supposed to be back here. And I would think that, if anything, they're going to want him on the court just to get, you know, get his minutes built back up, find some chemistry with the rest of the team. So I would expect for Minnesota, honestly, to maybe play the rest of the guys here on out. So, of course, that bodes well for the Pelicans, because that means the Suns will have to face a full-force Minnesota defense. And the Suns, for whatever reason, have really fallen off last two games. I mean, when I looked at the box score last night, can you believe Devin Booker made one shot? How's that possible?
Playoff form, Ollie. It's like an elimination game. It's just how he does. So, yeah, but looking at now the Pelicans in these final three games, I want to get your full breakdown of the Sacramento Kings first and foremost. Obviously, the Pelicans 4-0 against them this year. Willie talked a little bit about it after the fourth victory, and he said, you know, we're just a good matchup for them, and I just want to get your thoughts on the matchup and if the Pelicans can make it 5-0 by taking down the Kings once again.
Yeah, the reason it's a good matchup is because, one, they have nobody that can guard Zion Williamson one-on-one, right? Their best bet is Harrison Barnes, and he's just nowhere strong enough or athletic enough. And then usually teams, of course, when they try and double Zion, they've got a real big guy that can usually deter shots at the rim, and that's not DeMontis and Sabonis' game, right? He's a crash-the-glass guy, kind of get physical with you, but he's not going to meet you up top, right, for block shots or thwart shots, so that's why Zion usually fares very well against them. And then, of course, they just don't play good defense, right? You look at just like last season, they give up nearly as many points as they score. And now that they're down two key contributors on offense, Kevin Huerter and Malik Monk, it makes it all that much harder for them. And I think that's why we've seen them go, I think, 5-5 these last 10 games. So while, like I said, the rest of their games are at home, they just don't have enough ammunition, I feel like, to deal with the Pelicans' length or Zion.
When you're looking at the lineup right now for the Pels, a lot was made about that they were hopeful Brandon Ingram could return with the by before the postseason started, sometime in the regular season. We got three games left, Ollie. Any word on if Ingram will be able to show up in any?
Yeah, there's still hope that he shows up in at least one of those games. And if I had a bet, I think he'll show up for that Lakers game at home, right? Obviously, if he could play in one of these back-to-back games coming up, he wouldn't play in both. He might play, I feel like, in that Warriors game. But you know what? He hasn't even moved up to 5-on-5 practice yet. He's only at, last time we heard, before yesterday's game, the practice they had, he was only doing 1-on-1, right? Okay. So there's a couple more hurdles, it sounds like, that's left, right? Going 5-on-5, making sure you wake up the next day, you're not sore, that type of deal. So to me, that screams he's going to need probably at least, what, 3, maybe 4 more days. So like I said, the Lakers game seems most likely.
And then, Ollie, looking ahead, you kind of mentioned the back-to-back for the Pelicans at Sacramento, and then you go to Golden State. And, man, the Warriors, 8-2 in their last 10, and they just crushed the Lakers last night, Ollie. It was almost like a statement victory for them. Like, yes, we're in the play-in tournament right now, but we're not scared of anybody in the Western Conference because the Lakers were playing some good ball as well. What are your thoughts on this Golden State team? You know, the Pelicans, when they did travel to Golden State earlier in the year, they blew them out just by, I think it was like a 40-point game, if I remember correctly. When the Warriors played in New Orleans, it was a different story. But this game is going to be on the road, and we know that the Pelicans, once again, have been awesome on the road with a 26-14 road record this year.
Yeah, they're playing fantastic. I mean, they've beaten, besides the Lakers last night on their home court, have wins against the Magic. And I think the only loss they've had in like the last 8 or 9 games was just a 2-point loss against the Mavericks, who I don't think probably anybody's playing better than maybe outside of a, you know, fully healthy Boston team that wants to win on a given night. So tough matchup because, you know, Steph, he's finding his shot. He went through a little bit of a slump. The person I'm really worried about, Klay Thompson, he, I feel like, has just struggled ever since, right, coming back from injuries. For the most part, hasn't had that same touch, hasn't been that effective. Of course, he can't move laterally defensively like he used to, but he's found something where it seems like at least every other game he's hot, right? So that's a problem because he's going to, what, hit 7, 8 threes. You know, Steph's going to get his. Suddenly you're going to be worried about can you get enough points because Pelicans have always struggled slowing down both of those guys when they're rolling, right, just like almost any team. So they're scary because now they've got some other guys, right? Draymond Green, you know he wants to finish season strong. Just got Kuminga back. And he's about as athletic, honestly, as Zion Williamson. Then they've got great role players, right? Like Podzemski, great draft pick, and several others, Trace Jackson. So it's going to be a tough one. I feel like if the Pelicans are going to drop one of these next three, it'd be likely against San Francisco against Golden State.
And then last but not least, the LA Lakers in a game that, I mean, you're just looking at this right now, and it's about a week away, but you can just tell that there's going to be so much at stake here, just based off of how tight the Western Conference standings are. You know, the Lakers, maybe they could still jostle for an eight spot, so to speak, or maybe they'll be in the 10 spot, and they'll have to go on the road for that first play-in tournament game. There's no shot that they're going to make it out of the play-in tournament. But for the Pelicans, you know, depending on what happens with the Suns and what happens with them in those first two games, there's just so much at stake for this potential matchup.
Oh, absolutely. I know the Lakers definitely want to not be stuck in 10th, right, when the season ends. Warriors look like they're probably going to finish with at least a couple more wins looking at their schedule. Besides the Pelicans, they've got two matchups against Wolves, I think Utah Jazz, and I want to say it's a Trailblazers, right? So those are almost two gimme wins. So, yeah, look, the Lakers know they have to probably win. Of course, they got to win their matchup against Memphis, which is next for them, but then in New Orleans too, just to at least have a chance for, like you said, 8 or 9. Because 10, we know it's impossible to get almost to the playoffs. Both games on the road and playing games situations, that's tough.
Ollie, obviously last night seeing Trey Murphy explode for 31 points was awesome. Also, I know Mom's happy. He was perfect from the free throw line. But overall with him, how do we get more out of Trey coming down the stretch? I know he's been pretty consistent, putting up, you know, 14, 15 points a game, but can he get into that 20, 30 realm more consistently?
Well, he'll need to if Brandon Ingram's not playing or if he's limited, right? But if he's not, I'm not sure if the shot opportunities would be there, right, for him to get to that,
yeah,
those type of point totals. But here's the thing. With Trey, I feel like it starts with the shot selection, right? We know he can hit the deep bombs, right, from like 28, maybe even 30 feet. But I hate it when he starts games off by shooting like several, like a handful of those in his first couple of shots, because that's hard to get in the rhythm off of those, right? So last night, at least, we saw him. He tried to attack off the dribble. Maybe I can't remember if it was his first three or his second three. It came like right from the three-point line. And those, to me, almost to him, are probably like free throws, right, when nobody's around him. So I would hope that he tries to get at least a couple of those looks first before he tries to spread out the floor. Then he gets in his own head, as we've seen, right, because he has his games where it's on and other times it's off. We need him to be consistent, whether he's shooting just 10 times a game or, like you said, if it's 15, 16 times.
Agreed 100%, Ollie. And there was a stat that I had read the other day about the Pelicans' record and with three-point attempts and three-point makes. It just seems every time they get over three-point attempts, like their winning percentage is just fantastic versus when they're shooting fewer than 33s. And I know that they're a better three-point shooting team on the road, and that's part of the reason why their road record is so good. But C.J. McCollum, you know, you talked a little bit about Trey Murphy and how well he shot from three last night. C.J. McCollum's been outstanding within the past, I guess, 14 games, 13 games, actually. This is a stat from Will Guillory. In his last 13 games, 25.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists, 46.4% field goal percentage, 44.6% three-point percentage, and he scored at least 29 points in each of the last four games. So you're talking about the kind of void that Brandon Ingram leaves. You're losing 20 points per game. C.J. McCollum has done a great job of stepping up to fill that.
He's done it since the start of the year. Yeah, I've been tracking that. For instance, when B.I. missed a couple games early in the year, he had a 29-point game in the Pels win against OKC to kick off November. Then he had 33 in the next game against the Pistons. So when B.I. doesn't play, yeah, C.J. fortunately looks for his shot, and he ends up usually taking, right, about 18 to 20. And that's good for the Pelicans' offense because, look, to your point, Pelicans are when they just shoot 32 threes. I'm not even talking about makes. When they just shoot 32 of them, they're 31-11 this year. So you've got to get him up. And then when CJ's getting more looks, he's getting more threes up. And that coincides, same thing with Trey, right? When Trey gets his big-time amounts, shot attempts or looks from three, Pelicans win, right? And I'm not talking about makes again. It's just getting them up there. So that's the biggest key, right? Guys can step into roles when necessary. CJ was, in Portland for 9 years behind Dame. He was the number two scorer. So it's not something foreign to him. And I feel like Trey's, you know, improved enough to where he can handle that number three scoring load. What I'm curious to see is when B.I. gets back, how will this all fall in? Because, right, the starting lineup per se wasn't close to being even one of the best in the league, but they're going to have to figure that out. That offense is going to have to be potent. You're still going to have to get the threes, get CJ and Trey shots, at the same time B.I. and Z. So, yeah, that's my biggest conundrum.
Ali, looking at the Western Conference playoffs, we've talked a little bit about the fight for the sixth seed between the Pelicans and the Suns. I think those are the only two teams that are really in contention. I saw a stat somewhere that the Clippers-Mavericks is like a 95% chance that that's going to be a first-round playoff matchup. Not really worried about that. So you're looking at two different races that I want to ask you about. First and foremost, below the Pelicans in the play-in tournament, the Kings, Lakers, and Warriors, right now the 8, 9, and 10 seeds, respectively. How do you kind of see that race shaping up? Right now, the Kings have a half-game lead on the Lakers, and the Lakers have a half-game lead on the Warriors. So it's all really tight.
Yeah, like I said, I like the fact the Kings are going to be at home. They're missing guys, but that team has always, if you look over their history, played well at home because their home crowd has been one of the loudest. And you know what's funny? The projection systems like them the most to finish in seventh. So they're saying that the Suns probably going to get 8, Lakers, Warriors battling it for 9 and 10. And honestly, that's how I see it playing out. Because the Suns, while they were hot for a while, to have these sudden two big losses, right, to New Orleans, to where they kind of played well. Their guys scored the ball, but then to drop the ball completely against the Clippers, and they were trailing by 37 that game. That just shows to me that consistency is a huge problem, that it's almost a your turn, my turn thing. So when those guys are hot, yeah, they're going to more likely than not win. But when things aren't going well, yeah, that's an issue. So three tough matchups. I don't like the Suns' chances. I've already mentioned the Lakers. If the Pelicans can give them a loss, yeah, I think it's going to finish that way. Pelicans 6, Kings 7, Suns 8, Lakers 9, Warriors 10, or vice versa. I think maybe the Warriors have an edge on getting the 9, though.
Gotcha. And then looking at the other race, we talked a little bit about it, how the Timberwolves could have something to play for with this one seed. Obviously, tonight's game against the Nuggets is gigantic. But looking at those three teams, the Timberwolves, Nuggets, they're currently tied at 55-24 at the top of the Western Conference. Timberwolves own the tiebreaker, so they have the one seed right now. And then the Thunder at 54-25 are one game back. How do you kind of see those three teams shaking up?
Yeah, the Thunder, I don't think – I give them the least odds of getting up to number one because they finish off the season – after the Spurs tonight, they got to go to Milwaukee. Bucks are still fighting for positioning. And then they finish off the year in their season in Dallas. I'm just curious if the Mavericks are going to try and make a push for 4, right? Feel like maybe they can overtake, get home court advantage over the Clippers. The only way they don't finish in 5, the Mavericks, is if the Pelicans win out, Dallas loses out. I don't think anybody expects that. So I expect for Dallas to fight for that 4th. But number one, I mean, the Timberwolves have the easiest way in. Right, I think they just play the Suns. They also have the Nuggets. That's right. So it's really a toss-up, right? But you got to think maybe the experience of Denver is going to play out here. I'm not sure. Like I said, it all depends on if any of these teams are matchup hunting. You know Denver's not going to care. They're the reigning champions. But maybe Minnesota is. And I think OKC probably is with the way Shea's been resting on off for the last few weeks.
Ali, right before he came out, I don't know if you saw that former Pelican Drew Holiday just got paid.
Yes, he did.
By the Boston Celtics.
I did see that, and I think that's a smart move by them. I mean, you made that trade, and you saw how well you did this season. I know you haven't won a championship, but, man, I think that's a core you keep, right? You pay for that. If you want Tatum, Brown to be winners, keep those guys, those critical pieces like Holiday, White, and Porzingis there.
Ali, I may be looking a little bit ahead of myself, but if the Pelicans do hold that sixth seed, and if they win out, or if they go 2-1, and Phoenix goes 2-1, and if they can just hold on to it, right now, Basketball Reference has them with an 81% chance to get the sixth seed.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I'm really hoping that the Nuggets get the one. Like, so I'll be rooting for Denver tonight. I do not want to see Denver any time in this postseason, so let them get the one seed, and the Pelicans can fight it out with either the Thunder or the Timberwolves at the 3.
I think all of New Orleans fan base echoes the same sentiment. Look, you don't want to face the reigning champs, and you've seen how difficult of a matchup they are. I mean, nobody on this earth can stop Jokic. And when you've got Jamal Murray, who's the second scorer on that team, and, you know, he's a big game type of player, always shows up, you've got to avoid them at all costs.
Ali, always appreciate the time. Thank you, and be talking to you soon.
Absolutely, guys. Let's finish the season strong.
I'm with you, Ali. Take it easy.
Ali Cosell, credentialed NBA writer who covers the Pelicans there. Always great insight on the team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!